Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am.
You want to be tested for COVID-19?
No, I want the vaccine.
Okay, you have the wrong number. Let me give you the number to the vaccine appointment line. They'll be able to get you scheduled.
Okay, because I registered online for Friday, but I wanted to confirm that that was, you know, what I'm supposed to do.
Now, I didn't know it even allowed you to register online. Let me give you the number to the vaccine appointment line, and they'll be able to help you.
Thank you, dear heart.
Yes, ma'am. That number is 855.
Yes, ma'am.
566.
Yes, ma'am.
5333.
Okay. All right. That's what I was thinking because, you know, I just wanted to be sure because one of my sons would have to take, you know, take off work and take me, and I don't want to go up there misconceiving things.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care, be safe.
You
take
too.
Take care of yourself.
Now,
thank
ma'am,
you.
If you need more information, you can always go online at adph.org.
Okay.
Or cdc.
.gov. Okay. I think I've been going on every online since they first approved it. I've even gone in. They told me at CVS, which is my pharmacist for 30 years, they said it will probably be July and before I could get it, even though I'm 70, well, I'll be 73 in a few days. And then they told me April, I went online and I made April the 8th. But I wanted, you know, to see if I could get it here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I would have to go to Hale County and get somebody to take me down there in April. So that's why I went online. And I kept going online, and found that 4 o'clock Sunday, I think it was Sunday morning, Monday morning, they told me to submit my registration. And I filled out the form and submitted it. But I don't know who I submitted it to. It was under the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Yes,
but I didn't
ma'am.
Get Yes, okay, dear, I'm not going to hold you because I know how it is. I've been doing that for 3 months, and I don't want to hold you up. I want you to be able to help somebody else. And
you're
thank
fine,
you so
ma'am. But thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.
You too, dear heart, and be safe.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.